megabytes, gigabytes, terabytes, petabytes, exabytes, zettabytes.
Don, what in the world are you talking about?
Yael, those are units of data storage. The amount of archived data in the world is growing rapidly. By 2020, it will reach 44 billion terabytes, or 44 zettabytes. By 2040, if we stored it all on flash memory sticks, there wouldn't be enough microchip-grade silicon in the world to hold it all. What will we do?
We need new ways to store data. Some scientists think it's possible to do it the same way that living things do, using DNA. In 2016, researchers at Microsoft and the University of Washington reported storing and retrieving 200 megabytes of information using DNA. Theoretically, just 1 gram of DNA can store a billion terabytes.
But Yael, isn't it really expensive and difficult to synthesize and read DNA sequences? In the 1990s, the project to sequence the human genome cost billions of dollars.
DNA reading technology has since improved dramatically. By 2016, it only cost $1,000 to sequence a human genome, and the technology is still rapidly progressing. Writing DNA is harder, but also getting easier and cheaper. Soon, DNA will be cost competitive with other forms of data storage.
DNA would be great for long-term storage. In 2013, researchers read the genome of a horse from a bone trapped in permafrost for 70,000 years.
By comparison, at major data centers, nobody trusts a hard drive for more than 3 years, or a tape for more than 10. To make all this work, DNA reading and writing technologies need to improve a millionfold, but experts think this is entirely feasible.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.